Just the headline is misleading. So they've lowered the age
Wait,
to...
Wait, are we going to report on this?
Oh, yeah, almost certainly.
Then tell me
okay,
later.
Never. Yeah, yeah, that's a good... That's a great
it's
question.
It's only been
that's
500
point.
Episodes. You haven't really noticed the cadence yet.
Well, you know, Tyler's dumb.
And welcome to Brews Day Tuesday podcast episode 574. I'm Sam Ginsbergen.
Must be some sort of hot tub.
Tyler Drabbit.
I saw that movie once. Hey, everybody. So welcome to the Brews Day Tuesday podcast. We're going to be taking a hot tub to some just great articles. About, I don't know.
Known for being vehicles, of course.
When they're time machines, yeah.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah, gotcha.
You caught me.
Egg on your tits, Samuel, as the saying goes. I don't know. We're going to talk about, I don't know, beer stuff. Nobody cares. Who gives a shit, right? Who gives
a shit?
But what is interesting is that it's a Family Ginsberg show.
Back, bitches.
Exactly. That's exactly what I was looking for.
And there's two Ginsbergs officially in the episode, four in the studio.
In the studio?
The baby, he's...
He's mostly asleep.
He's mostly asleep in Emily's arms, and Space Prez is watching the iPad like a good little lady. I got a new pitch for the baby's nickname. How about the President of Speed?
Like,
just because it's a powerful name.
Okay, we can workshop that maybe.
Because it's a drug. Is that the problem?
Mostly just because it doesn't really make very much sense.
None of it
makes
sense.
President of Mass.
Oh boy, why you got big eyes, sir?
So there will probably be times that one of us at a time is gonna have to just vanish, and you're gonna have to be a professional about it for
you.
Once in your goddamn lifetime.
It's you.
Yeah. That's what my daughters say to me.
Yeah,
one of us has to go away. I hope it's you.
That makes a lot of sense. Makes a lot of sense. So anyway,
radical bro, fucking Mount Vesuvius over here, all over the place.
I was about to throw it to Emily because she's been gone for so long, but she's got other stuff to do. So Samuel, why don't you introduce us to your beer?
Well, hers is poured and mine isn't, because I poured hers for her before we started. This is called... Oh, boy. I should pour it before I look too closely at the can, because I'll make a mess.
But now I see that Emily's not actually doing anything. Maybe I didn't have to throw it to you? I figured she'd have to respond in some way.
When it's your third kid and they throw up on you, you kind of just smear it around on your shirt until it's, like, spread out enough that... None of it is that stained.
I don't care. I didn't have to throw to your big dumb head.
Anyway, I got Central Quarter's Summer Nights. This is a wheat ale brewed with peaches and black tea.
Sounds good.
This is a beer that I think I'll like and Emily will like better. But also her beer is excellent. So I don't feel bad for her or anything. It smells like peaches.
We shouldn't kill on video.
We're going to turn off our video, and we'll let the listeners at home try and figure out why.
Do you not want me to just whip my titty out? Is that what you're saying?
Well, you have your patented A-frame t-shirt, so have...
It's really easy.
Whoop, yeah, you have multiple whoop, options. Whoop, whoop,
whoop. I can go here, I can go there.
You can probably
this
do
way,
a pull down. Yeah.
That way.
Obviously, a pull up would
up.
Work well.
Uh-huh.
Yep, there's both of them.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And now, when you only have 35 chest hairs, do you name them all?
Yeah, big time.
All right, well, tell Scrappy-Doo I said what's up.
Why would I name one of my chest hairs Scrappy-Doo? That's preposterous. If I was going to name one of my chest hairs after a member of the gang, it would be Shaggy,
obviously.
Yeah, Of course. Okay, so it smelled like peaches. How did it taste, though?
Tastes like peaches and black tea.
Is it good? It sounds like something I would like.
I like tea. I'm more of a green tea guy than a black tea guy.
See, I like black tea better.
But it's all the same plant. I'm only annoyed I can't find the ABV on here, which probably means it's 4.6. Emily wants to proofread it for me, I guess. Do you want to go next step?
I would love to. Yeah, absolutely. So I have Obolon Lager. It's from Ukraine, I guess, because I've got a lot of options out here. It's a lager, 5.2% ABV. It is crystal clear. It's like looking through a pane of glass. Not much head. Oh, this smells terrible.
I'm listening.
What is this? It smells like an old barn. I don't know, like hay that's kind of like just moldering. You know what I mean?
We've talked about beers that give hay, as the children say. But not like shitty hay. I don't think we've done that one yet.
No, this is, yeah, this is, again, as the kids say, giving poor quality hay. Let's taste it. Okay. I mean, it doesn't taste like much, to be honest with you. There's a little bit of like sweetness at the front, and it's very clean and light. You know, pretty classic European lager, I guess. That smell is really off-putting, though, I gotta tell you. I'm glad it doesn't taste that way. Emily.
Oh, sorry, before you jump in, I find my ABV. It's 5.23. Exactly unremarkable, not worth cutting in on.
5.23. I always like when they go to the second decimal. Like, why?
There's only one beer where I've been like, it was appropriate for this, and it's because it was 6.66.
Yeah, that's
like,
fun.
If you're going for something, especially if it's like a stout or something spooky or whatever. Like,
yeah, or it's like 420 lager or whatever, you know.
Yeah, okay. Yeah.
All right, Emily.
Yeah, I have Saugatuck Brewing Neapolitan Barrel-Aged Imperial Milk Stout. I'm pretty sure I've had the normal Neapolitan.
I definitely have. I'm checking.
Yes, Sam definitely has.
It's a beer I've drunk a lot of because I think it's very, very good.
Zach gave it an 8.1.
Huh.
And, well, oh, I guess I haven't had it on here. This must be your rating, right?
That's a different Neapolitan.
Is it? I just Googled the first five letters in the word Neapolitan.
Oh,
Untitled Art. You gave a different Neapolitan beer an 8.3, but I guess the original Saugatuck Neapolitan was only Zach who loved it.
Interesting. Yeah, I
mean, it's probably because I first had it at a beer fest, so I couldn't bring it on the show.
I tried to bully your mom into trying it at that beer fest, and she wasn't having it. And that was the moment I learned that she's as stubborn as you are, and that's where you get it from.
Well, also, she was there on a DD ticket and didn't want to get kicked out, I think. But
they were giving Sam the DDT?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
By God, they broke him in half!
This beer is, as you would expect, very dark. It, I think, poured with a little bit of head, but it dissipated quickly. It's 10.5%, so this is going to get fun.
Drink up, little baby. Which one of you am I talking to? You can't really tell.
Me, probably.
It's both, in a manner of speaking. It's very good. Honestly, I think I might like it less than the normal Neapolitan milk stout, only because it's so much boozier. Like, the extra notes kind of muddle the strawberry, which I feel like you kind of need for it to be a Neapolitan. Like, it's you get chocolate notes. You definitely get the barrel notes. It's a good imperial stout, but I wouldn't pull this as Neapolitan if I did not see the can.
You're absolutely correct, because the strawberry and the vanilla are both delicate flavors that are
They're gone.
They're getting smashed along the rocks by the waves that are the barrel. And, like, the barrel tastes good, but... You know, the strawberry at the back. I'm finding the strawberry late.
There's a little bit of strawberry at the back, but...
But you're totally right. This is not Neapolitan in the way the OG is.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I've never had either, so I'll good take your words man. For it.
This, yeah. I should say, I like this a lot. The other one's better, but I like this a lot.
Yeah.
Right.
It's still very good. It's just... I wanted this to be Neapolitan milk stout, but kicked up a notch, and instead it's... mellowed out, boozy Neapolitan milk stout, which is still good, but not what I was hoping for.
Well, I think that's what Sam was thinking when he sent me this article from WTHR.com. Indiana lawmakers lower age to sell and serve alcohol.
Big news to me, is it not?
It's not. So this is basically just at what age you can be a bartender.
Oh.
Yep. Yep.
So it makes it, like, more, like, dumb and lame of a thing.
Yeah, so in Indiana now, you can be 18 years old and you can serve guests, serve guests alcoholic beverages under certain conditions, end quote.
I guess... On the one hand, I think this is good because mm-hmm. I think 18-year-olds should be able to sell and serve alcohol.
Sure.
But it's dumb in that 21-year-olds can't. I guess I just think the drinking age should be 18.
Yes.
Like, I think we've tied so many things to 18 that it makes mm-hmm. sense for it to be 18.
Oh, if yeah. Everything should just be 18.
You can, you know, you can buy cigarettes. Mm-hmm. You can... enlist, you can have sex.
Bang, vote, and join the army, yeah. You should be able to do whatever.
Right. And I guess you'll have to enlighten me as our backup weed correspondent, since Zach isn't here. Is the toking age 21 or 18?
It is 21.
Okay.
I think there are also states that are starting to raise the age to buy cigarettes up to 21.
Yeah,
and which the thing is, if they raised everything to 21, I would also hate that, because then it feels like they're trying to deny certain voters their voice.
Big time.
But also, I'm a fan of consistency, so like, I would take that as a bittersweet win, just because I think it's good to be consistent with your shit.
Right. Well, speaking of inconsistency, later on in the article, it says that West Virginia allows 16-year-olds to be bartenders, which is fucking crazy.
I would be fine with lowering the drinking age to 16.
Well, you're not going to like this because it's not consistent, but I would like to do what the Germans do, which is 16 for beer and 18 for liquor.
I kind of don't hate that just because of, I mean, a lot of the way Europe does things, like, this is probably not really accurate, but you hear about the 12-year-olds in France having wine with lunch.
Right.
I think that being introduced to booze, not way young, but a little younger in a structured way, is probably good to curb binge drinking.
Oh, yeah, because, for sure.
Because in the U.S., it's just such a thing that... freshmen are getting their stomach pumped all the time because they're, you know, it's such a 0-60 move.
Yeah.
I hate the trope of the cool mom who says it's okay to drink as long as you drink here and nobody drives. But I do understand that perspective.
Yeah.
It's a clean needles approach, which is always going to have controversy, but has it's hard in the right place, at least.
Yeah, that was what an insight, Samuel. Look at all those words together.
I really wish I had a belch loaded up to respond to that.
Yeah, I don't know. Emily, you want to weigh in here? You got anything to say about this?
I mean, I don't have a whole lot that you haven't already said. As the primary person who does the grocery shopping in our household, I would love if more states would extend being able to sell alcohol to younger ages, so I don't always have to wait when I'm trying to just buy a six-pack of beer at the grocery store for them to call over the one person who's over 18 in the entire store, who's just bouncing between every register because it's Wisconsin and everyone's buying alcohol.
There's a lot of teens working at local grocery store Miller's.
Yeah.
You said you do the grocery shopping, and usually you do. Do you run into that all over the place? I've only hit it at Miller's.
Yeah, I mean, most of the time, it's either a guessing game of, like, which of these cashiers looks oldest?
You're just scanning for mustaches?
Honestly, kind of. Or you just get in line and accept, like, you try to find someone else who's buying alcohol and, like, put your stuff away at the beginning and be like, could you stick around for an extra minute? And
because they game theory, man.
But, yeah.
The interesting thing to me is that, like, I don't know. It just seems weird that you can sell other products, but they're like, oh, here's this one product that somebody else needs to come over and sell for you. Like, if you're allowed to work, shouldn't you be able to sell booze? I don't know. I don't know about, like, 14-year-olds being bartenders, though. That sounds pretty crazy. Like, that sounds pretty wild.
I mean, if we're going to talk about weird rights, I remember when I started working at Quiznos at 14 saying, I'm paying, like, a lot into Social Security, and there's no way that this program still exists by the time I'm eligible, like, Social Security. And being like, this is taxation without representation. This is the whole fucking thing. Like, either you got to stop taking my money or you got to let me vote. But then you get into a whole quagmire of, like, only people who are working should be able to vote. And then, you know, some people are taking care of their family at home, and that's not work, but it's still work. And
yeah, or they're disabled
and unable to work. So, which is part of why I'm like, just pick an age that's the grown-up age, and everyone does everything at grown-up age.
Yeah, for sure. I gotcha.
We should just bring it back to just white landowning men, right? That's what we want. As a society, that's what we want.
Weirdly, you're the only one here allowed to make that joke, so
yeah,
doing it.
Yeah, I don't think I'm close enough to white to benefit from that idea.
You're also not close enough to landowning.
Oh,
it's a Tyler is poor joke.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. All right, well, that was fun. That was a fun read of that article. What's going on over there?
Speaking of being a homeowner.
Oh, I was just going to ask, if they did bring that back, would you consider selling Tyler 1 square inch of our property so that he could vote?
I would more than consider it. I would offer it. Sure.
Hooray. Yeah.
But you have backyard. To mow it. You got to come out here once a year to mow that one spot so you can see your old friend Sam.
I have to be honest. If we lived in a society where that was the case, I probably would have structured my life differently. You know?
It's a really unfunny way to play in this space, bud.
Well, I'm just saying.
I don't know how things are going to go in November, so.
Huge if true. I gotta buy a little bit of, like, worthless land, like, somewhere in Death Valley or something that nobody else wants. Get off on that technicality.
Or 1 square inch of our backyard.
Or 1 square inch of your backyard. That's true. You're right. Why am I making this more complicated?
I just am thinking about bringing our realtor Chris in to be like, okay, listen. This is going to sound stupid, but we need you to facilitate this deal with this dipshit.
What's the percentage on that?
What does she make, 10% or something like that?
I don't remember.
I think it was, like, different on buys than sales, so it's, like,
right. A whole thing.
But, like, I'm going to charge you what the video game costs this day. $69.99? I'm going to charge you $69.99.
Nice.
She'll get 10% of that, so I won't quite be able to buy a video game. And also, again, you need to come out here every year to mow
your inch. to mow the lawn, of course. Oh wait, I just have to mow the patch, just the 1 inch?
Yeah, dude, it's just to make you come out here.
Oh, I thought I had to mow the whole lawn.
so I can give you hugs and smell your bad smells.
My bad. Oh, that's cute. Oh boy. Well, that was what a fun so we read a fun article and then we had a fun little mental exercise. Good times out here.
I'm sure we'll both agree that the mental exercise counted as my content. What's up next?
Oh man. Our rats. I guess I could go to another article. Let's see, what else do we have? Ooh. Okay. Well, here's a kind of a silly one. From thestreet.com, another popular brewery beer brand file Chapter 11 bankruptcy. So it names like 17 different beer brands in here, none of which I recognize. But the one that is kind of worth talking about a little bit is Griffin Claw Brewing Company.
Is there just like a tight list anywhere here, or is it just spread throughout irritatingly?
It's mostly at the top. So Roth Brewing Company, Springgate Vineyard, Company Brewing, Zydeco Brewworks, King State. Yeah.
This is going to be structured a lot more efficiently, but I have not heard of any of these places.
Right. Yeah, me neither, right? Neither have I heard of Griffin Claw Brewing Company. Don't know where they're based out of or anything like that, but they filed for Chapter 11 because their ownership can't agree on their ownership. So they have plenty of money. They're a successful business, but I guess they have some sort of business disagreement. It's owned by – well, co-owned by, I guess, this guy named Scott LePage. And it was owned by a guy named Ray Nicholson, but then Nicholson died. And so LePage and Nicholson's heirs are in a dispute about who owns what. So
it
they're
seems
firing
like you just go get a lawyer in and figure it out.
I'm sure they did, which is why they declared Chapter 11. I think probably a lawyer advised them to do that.
That's so weird that a lawyer can just be like, this guy wins. The other guy shut up. I guess that's more of a thing a judge would do.
Yes. But, yep. Correct.
But I guess that would, like a lawyer would be able to be like, if you take this to court, this guy's obviously going to win, so you should just.
But then where are they going to make their monies?
They get paid to mow an inch of a lawn, I assume. I hear that's trending.
I got an inch of lawn you can mow.
Yeah, that sounds accurate.
Yeah. Because I think they want to get their litigation on, right? So they can win that monies. So they can't just be like, nah, I don't feel like it. Nah, don't sue. Nah. Emily, jump in.
I don't know.
Great.
All right. Good.
I'm just a soft little woman. I don't know how laws and bankruptcy work.
I mean, I don't either.
I don't technically even own this house.
That can't be true.
Legitimately don't remember if she's on the...
It's kind of true, but we never got it updated when we got married, so it doesn't have my legal name on anything.
It has your maiden name on it?
Yeah.
I'm sure that a lawyer would be like, Your Honor, that's her, and if you say it's not, you're a bitch.
I mean,
we'd
really,
be like, good job, lawyer.
Just we're going to have to pay money to get like a new version of the title and stuff.
Before I change...
Yeah, it costs $20 or whatever.
If I changed my name to your maiden name, could I... like squat in that house and try to take it from you.
Hey buddy, if you want to come hang out here, you can come hang out here. You don't have
It's
to
not that here. I want to hang out. It's not that I want to hang out. I want to rob you of your domicile.
In that case, no, you can't do that.
No, oh, okay. All right. Good lawyering, Sam.
We already don't have enough bedrooms.
Yeah, which of the children do you want to bunk with?
That's
and
a great
can,
question.
You can answer with one of the dogs.
Ooh, yeah, that's the one. In that little living room pit, that's where I want to be.
In Beanstown, we call
it. In Beanstown. Beanstown. Beans us around, yeah.
That's where the good TV is, so good pick.
Yeah, hell yeah.
Where the good pull-out couch is.
Mm-hmm.
That couch knows more than I do, I'll tell you that.
Okay.
Speaking of stuff we've been doing in that room, do you want to ask Emily if she's been watching a fuckload of the Olympics?
Have you, Emily?
I have.
How's it been going?
Just to watch the Olympics, because it turns out I like sports without backstory.
So, that's interesting. I've never been into the Olympics. What do you like about it?
Mostly just, I want to watch a bunch of, like, weirdly muscular people do things that I don't really know what they're doing or what the rules are, but they seem to be having a good time.
We've watched a lot of mostly surfing and some skateboarding, and kind of had this same experience with both, where the athlete will do something and we'll be really impressed, and then the commentator will be like, well, that was a pretty mundane run. It'll get them a few points, but it's, you know, it's not going to get them gold. And then the next time around, they'll do something that seems like lame and everyone will lose their mind. And we'll feel like, I don't understand how the scoring on this works. Which I think is probably a lot of like really talented people making hard things look easy. But when you're such a layperson like we are, you just think that looked easy.
Right, right, right. Yeah, but you're enjoying this.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we watched a 16-year-old wearing baggy pants and a sports bra with the Brazil flag on it, just like very nonchalantly do a bunch of really cool skateboard tricks.
The skateboarding, we watched women skateboarding, and that was like maybe the worst thing for my self-esteem. Just these people are all like 14 to 16 years old, and they're all way fucking cooler than I am. It's infuriating.
Sure, but by the time they get to be 34, they're not going to be able to do any of that shit. Like, that's why all the gymnasts are like 12 years old, because the body just can't take it at a certain level.
Yeah, the gymnasts are weirdly older now, which is also surprising to me.
Yes.
Oh, well.
I know, their bodies seem like they shouldn't last that long, but now it's like there's 20-year-olds instead of... it's questionable whether these people are actually 16.
Yeah. So, Sam, I mean, you can feel like you blew it at, like, 16 or whatever, but now you're basically on the average, I would say.
Yeah, probably. I'm answering for Sam because he had to go answer a phone call.
Oh, wait. Emily, that's you?
Huh? What do you need from me?
Oh, boy.
Nothing. Should I explain why I had to answer that phone call?
Probably.
Our basement flooded again.
Nice. Congrats.
And we're pretty sure, we can't say for a certainty, but our chief suspect is that our water cooler is just every heater. Now and then. Water heater is every now and then just being like, this is hard, fuck it, and just jettisoning a bunch of water in our basement. So we're getting a new water heater, and that was the water heater install person calling me with, oh boy, the least convenient thing they could have said. We'll be here between 10 and 1 tomorrow.
Yikes.
Which you need to understand the logistics of my day to understand that that's like the worst range they could have given us.
Isn't it also kind of weird that they called you at 7:30?
Yes.
I mean, okay. Now then at 9:45 in the morning, which sometimes happens.
They did say they're going to give me a half hour notice. So we'll be able to figure it out from there. But I have an extremely important meeting at work at 10 tomorrow.
I have a doctor's appointment at 8:40.
So you should be back by the early end of their range.
Yeah. Unless there's an emergency with my doctor very early in the morning.
Sorry, Tyler. Happen. This is all very boring. But this is what home ownership is. And once you give me those $69.99, you'll get to feel those joys and woes as well.
Your entire property will probably flood at some point.
That's true.
And then you'll have to get, like, one sponge.
A ShamWow.
I was big time Team ShamWow for a while, and then I got a shop vac, and now ShamWows are worthless to me.
I like a shop vac. I like a sump pump. You ever use a sump pump? Those are fun.
We paid a shitload of money to get a sump pump installed the sixth time our basement flooded.
I don't think I has ever actually run.
No, I don't think our sump pump has run either.
Was it a French drain?
We got some anti-flood sort of thing
drainage
installed.
Drainage system and also a sump pump.
Home ownership.
Yeah. Cool. The child knows.
The child knows. Hello, hey. Child.
Hello, child, my old friend. I wish I had something to say, but I don't really. So there's that. Is that another child?
Yeah. Do I need to go? Okay.
Yeah. Yep. I don't know where those ones are, but we got those ones too.
I think we're wearing different headphones than she thought we might be wearing, and that is worth exclaiming about because she doesn't really understand how stuff works.
Cool. So are we I also don't have any video. So are we
oh,
done
sorry,
with
I could have turned now. Video back on a while ago. I kind of forgot we turned it off.
Sorry.
Okay. No, that's fine. I just didn't know.
You don't get to see her great titties, you pervo Lloyd.
That was why I answered for you, because I knew that Tyler could not tell you had walked away.
Oh, yeah. Fair enough. It's all coming together. Man, shit show. We've had much worse episodes recently.
Yeah.
This is still kind of shit show.
You didn't have to say recently.
It's still true, though.
It's absolutely true, but you didn't have to say that. Okay, well, we've got one more article, so let's do that, I guess. Okay. Although it's not really an article. It's just a comment on Reddit.
So, this is saying the fest beers are out already? It's not even August. I guess that means we'll be seeing Christmas beers before Halloween, which I don't care that fest beers are out already. I'm not buying them anyway. also, I don't really care that Christmas beers are going to come out before Halloween.
Yeah.
I think Christmas ale and fest beer are two of the worst beer styles out there right now. But I feel like what the post is getting at is more about something we've seen a lot with pumpkin ales, which is kind of just like trying to be first to market.
Yeah.
Because like, if all the pumpkin beers are going to come out late October and you take yours out mid-October, you're the only pumpkin beer around, and maybe people are getting bored of pumpkin beers by the time that all pumpkin beers are coming out. So it's kind of been earlier, 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 in the same way as Christmas has. I'm going to say, since I became aware of commercialism.
Yeah.
But I love this top comment here from RTuck06. This post is the fest beer of threads. And I can't tell if it means because it's coming out earlier than it should or because it's shitty.
Yeah, I think it's just because it's kind of boring. Like, because like you said, who gives a shit, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, so I found myself a little conflicted because on the one hand, yeah, like who gives a shit if fest beers come out early? Like, why do you have to make a seasonal beer like during season? You know, what? Who says, you know? Don't tell me what to do. But on the other hand, there are about other topics I feel a little strongly about, like seasonality. Like, I don't want Christmas stuff showing up before Thanksgiving. And, like, I think we should probably go back to, like, eating more seasonal foods and stuff like that. So I'm a little conflicted.
Well, only one person can settle this once and for all.
It's true.
President of Speed, what do you have to say? Okay, President of Speed's proxy, what do you have to say?
I mean, I think my issue with things like this...
Gesundheit.
You did the thing.
All right, so we got to break in here because we're going to need to isolate that audio. He does a thing sometimes. It's really cute where because he's a serious sneezer. So he'll sneeze three times in a row a lot. But sometimes he'll sneeze once or twice and think he has another sneeze coming and it doesn't come. And he just goes, ah! Like he needs to get the air out of himself violently. So he'll just shout. And we've been talking forever about how we need to get it on video. We still haven't, but we got it on wax and that's something.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Anyway, I think my problem with things coming out earlier and earlier every year is that by the time they're actually seasonally appropriate, they're gone. Like, it just feels like another thing that's like you have to rush to be the earliest, and then it ruins the actual thing.
As an unabashed PSL enthusiast, do you find that you can't find PSLs during PSL season?
Well, like, PSL season runs from like late August until the end of November, and then you can't get a PSL anymore.
But you're getting for some of it, but you would rather them just scooch the whole thing back a month.
Kind of. I feel like PSL is a bad example because that one actually they like start it fairly early, but when else are they going to start?
So let's talk pumpkin then.
But like the years that I really just wanted a pumpkin on Halloween and I couldn't get it because it was sold out by the beginning of October because they put it out in mid-August. Like, if I want an Oktoberfest in October and I can't get one because they were all sold out because they put them out in July, I'm going to be mad.
That complaint is so interesting because it makes me think that it would be tactical for a brewer to release their pumpkin beer October 27th to be like, you guys, you're not sick of these, right? You guys all want more of these, right? You guys want them when they're supposed to be, right? This is when we release ours.
The market says no.
As we all know, my dear, you are not the entirety of the market.
I know. I'm a very small percentage of the market.
But
making sours.
Shots fired at Jed and Mary.
Yeah.
This is that thing that I was complaining to you about, how I want them to make fun beers that aren't sours, but now they only ever want to make fun sours because it's easier to put fun flavors in a sour.
Right before it was fun sours, it was fun hazies. Mm-hmm. And you remember how much I hated that shit.
I would rather have fun hazies than fun sours.
It'll come back around. Fun Rausch beers. Rausch beers. Come on, baby. How about a fun Rausch beer? That sounds like shit, but I'll drink it.
Yeah, I don't care. I'll drink whatever you put out there with that sweet Rausch flavor. Just to grow the base, you know?
Without a base, without a trace.
I will debase for the base.
He didn't like that. He didn't like that one bit.
Well, that makes two of us.
Say, I had an experience today.
Yeah?
This killed when I talked to my parents earlier, so I'm just going to do the same bit again. We'll see.
Hell yes.
So I was changing the new baby's diaper, and he had poop on his nutsack. And I was cleaning poop off his nutsack, singing, "Why you got poop on your nutsack? It's weird you got poop on your nutsack." And kind of, you know, talking shit to him about how he had poop on his nutsack. Do you know what he did to me? Do you know what he did to me?
He pooped all over his nutsack.
Yeah, he peed. He peed on me and himself and everything.
Well, shouldn't have been talking shit.
And I was just like, oh, this is what it is to parent a boy. I'm not a fan. Because I had to clean no poop off of any nutsacks and nobody peed on me for two consecutive babies. And this dude broke the combo so hard.
Ever peed on you?
No, never. Aww. It's because they treat me with respect.
Because I did more diaper changes than you.
Yeah. I also had to clean up poop this week. Somebody came into the visitor center that's part of my responsibility and just diarrheaed all over the place.
Oh no.
It was horrible.
Human poop. I was hoping you were talking about cleaning a litter box or something.
No. Like, on the toilet, on the floor, on the garbage can. It was rough.
I feel like you always hear stories like that on Reddit, and I want to know how, but I don't at all want to know how.
The physicality of it is strange, because if you're sitting on a toilet, why isn't it mostly in the toilet? I get some, like, splash damage hitting the tank or whatever, how is it everywhere?
I think the floor and the toilet was, he, like, dropped trout, but didn't manage to get into position before everything started to happen. I don't know about the garbage can. That was upsetting.
Like, that feels like a choice.
It's aggressive at that point, yeah.
Yeah, do you think there's any chance that this person was trying to, like, put one to you?
I don't. No, I don't.
I mean, I guess maybe they thought they were also going to puke at the same time, and they were trying to poop in the trash cans. But
I don't
that's
even know.
The wrong decision. You go the other way.
Yeah, it was tough. It was tough. So, that's all I have to share.
That's your content for the week? Is,
I guess. I don't know.
You're, like, subhuman.
Me?
Yeah.
Why?
Because you, cleaned it up.
Yeah, but I cleaned it up because I'm a kind and thoughtful boss and didn't want to subject any of my employees to that. So, kind of like a, you know, like a noble, like, kind of King Aragorn thing to do? I don't know.
I don't know what that is. I'm not a fucking nerd.
Doubt. All right. Well.
What's Aragorn, honey? Do you know?
Is that a Lord of the Rings
thing? It could very well be.
See, you may know him. You may know him as Strider.
I certainly don't.
Okay.
Do you mean to take him?
I don't know what he wants. I think he's just...
He probably wants you guys to acknowledge Aragorn, son of Arathorn.
Arathorn. I'm very familiar with Arathorn.
Everything
there is to know about Arathorn other than what the hell an Aragorn is.
I got him. We got this one in the can, right? We're done here? We're good?
Yeah,
What was that?
Both children have things to say, which means let's ignore them briefly so we can rate these beers.
I'm sorry.
Cool. Who wants to go first?
You do.
Me? All right.
Yeah. No, Emily should.
I had Sagajuk Brewing Company's Barrel Aged Neapolitan Imperial Milk Stout. Hey,
gotta do it.
Gotta go put those headphones back on.
Gotta do it, dog.
My impressions of this didn't really change as it warmed up. I still like it a lot, but it's not as interesting as I think the original was. Just because I think adding the extra flavors kind of muddled what made the OG version special. It's a good Imperial Stout. It's got that good barrel flavor that I am on record as enjoying a lot. So I'm going to give this a 7.7. And I'm going to recommend it to, honestly, people who like barrel-aged stouts and people who have never had the original Neapolitan Milk Stout.
So they can't be disappointed.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Well, I had Obolon Lager, a proud Ukrainian lager, and I gotta say, if this is representative of their beers, maybe they should just be Russia. I don't know. You know?
Jump through this computer. You know who would really hate to hear you say that is the pure-blooded Ukrainian Mitch.
Is he? I didn't
also
know that.
Also, our friend Andrea. She's Ukrainian, too.
Yeah, no, I mean, obviously, I support Ukraine.
If it weren't for those two individuals, obviously, it'd be pro-Russia. But.
Sure.
When my grade school did the Olympics, and I was on Team Ukraine when I was in third grade.
I think that's stolen valor.
Yeah, seriously. Mm-hmm. Say about that. Mm-hmm. You'll be getting a call from Zelensky. But, yeah, no, I mean, it was just whatever. It smelled really bad, and it tasted fine. So, with those two things combining, I'll give it a 4. And I don't know. I guess, like, this is probably, like, the Ukrainian version of, like, Beast or something. So, if you're looking to get, like, frat party drunk in Ukraine, then I recommend Obolon Lager to you. Samuel?
I had Central Waters Brewing Summer Nights. I give it a 7.1. This beer is what if a Bellini was a beer? The answer is like, it's good. It's good.
Yeah.
If it's that. I guess it would have been nice if there were more black tea flavor, but I really liked how it tasted like a Bellini, so I am mad about it.
Yeah, I want to drink that beer.
Yeah, it's good.
Put a number on it.
7.1, I think I said.
Oh, you did say that. I'm sorry. That's my bad. You said that like right at the beginning, as you're supposed to. Well, Ginsburgs, so nice to see you and your squawking progeny.
I'm so sorry about him.
By the next time she's on, you know, he'll be doing my taxes and stuff. So
by the next time she's on, you're going to have 18 more, so I don't want to hear it.
My vasectomy is in like a month, man.
Not soon enough. That's a good point. That's a good point, little man. With those words of wisdom, we'll wrap it up. Thanks to the both of you for, I make a lot of jokes, but I know, ooh, you got a lot to do. So thanks for being here. Listener, thanks to you for being here. And if you want to, let us know how Sam can get a fast vasectomy, you can email us at BrewsDayTuesdayPodcast@gmail.com or comment on links at BrewsDayTuesday.com. Let's keep it down. We'll see you next episode. Goodbye.
Bye.
Here comes a beer, catch all your tears. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. Here comes a shot, lose all your thoughts. Drink the remedy, forget about your problems. This one's on me, fix you for free. Drink the remedy, forget about everything. This one's on me, got what you need. And take your medicine, you feel better. You're bumming 3 sex out.
That's what I do, baby.
She wants a 4th kid, and I just keep talking about how my vest deference gotta go.
They gots to go.
Gots
They're out of control, and they gots to go.